else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Tuesday, November 21st, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, the marker's in there for the podcast. This is an interactive show. We don't take phone calls. We take text messages. If you want to get a comment into the show, the phone number is 231-360-5140. Listening from outside of the state of Michigan, again, Dave and Barb Ajima. Dave, former Republican, conservative, state representative, national committee man. We helped Dave win the RNC committeeman position against the Rhino donor class Democrat who runs as a Republican, calls himself a Republican, but he's really a union bought and paid for Democrat, Solanusis. With very little money for the state convention, I believe most of it was for a video, the most impressive nominating video I've ever seen, ever. We worked the state convention, and Dave Ajima kicked Solanusis' butt 70-30. Dennis Pittman still owes me a $100 steak dinner and a bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon to go with that steak. I was going to have him take me to Ruth Chris Steakhouse. We bet, coming out of the bathroom at the state convention there at Cobo Hall at the time, still hasn't paid up. Dave, when a state representative introduced legislation, sponsored bills that were vetted by Farm Bureau and many others to pass E-Verify to be used here in the state of Michigan, a requirement. Any employer wanted to employ anybody in the state, if they came from outside of our state, had to be e-verified, a background check done on them, before anybody could hire them. Dave was so bold to understand that Muslims hate Christians. Muslims hate most of Americans. Dave understood that in many parts of the world, the Muslim faith has instituted, implemented Sharia law in courtrooms. Dave knows the threat proposed by Islamic terrorism. He lived 9/11, 2001. At the time, he was an airline captain for American Airlines, one of the very first commercial flights that was allowed to fly after 9/11 of 2001. Dave told the stewardesses, the co-pilot, if anybody on this plane is going to try anything, make sure the regular passengers are seat belted in. Make sure you're seat belted in. Because if we've got a terrorist walking around with box cutters, I'm going to do barrel rolls with this jet airliner. You better be strapped into your seat with a seat belt, because I'm going to roll this jet numerous times and I'm going to bounce this terrace around like a pinball inside this cabin, and I'm going to break his neck. That's the kind of person Dave Ajima is and was back on 9/11 shortly thereafter. He introduced American laws for American courts. No Sharia law will be used or implemented in the state of Michigan. E-Verify, many other really good bills that would have fixed this state of Michigan. And guess what? His bills were blocked. Who were they blocked by? The Democrat who ran as a Republican, Governor Rick Snyder, and the Republican in name only, the very progressive Speaker of the House at the time, Jace Bulger, promising Dave Ajima that his bills would get a floor vote. They lied to Dave. They flat out lied to him. Some of his bills didn't even get committee hearings. But if they did, I don't remember, Dave, exactly if they did or not. But they surely never came out of committee, never went to the floor for a vote in the state house. Dave wanted Republicans on the record. He wanted to be able to see the roll call votes. He wanted to see that tally board lit up with green and red lights, so that we, the people, could know who stood with Dave Ajima, our state representative. I didn't even know Dave and Barb at the time. I didn't get to know them until Right to Work in 2012, which he voted for. So what did Dave Ajima do? He used the rule where he, as the sponsor of the bill, could go and pull his bills out of those committees. And with a couple of days' notice, could try to discharge the bills to the floor for a vote. Speaker of the House, Jace Bulger, stopped him. Stopped these good bills from getting a floor vote. That's who the rhino, Jace Bulger, is. Well, guess what Jace Bulger does now? And has been doing for many, many years, since he was term limited out of the House. And I believe will probably run for state rep again soon, walk in the door if the Republicans get the majority back and demand that he be Speaker of the House because of his experience. Well, he runs and passes out the money for Betsy DeVos. Jace Bulger is the advisor to the DeVos family, the donor class. Dave goes on to say he was a terrible speaker and hindered many good bills in conjunction with Snyder, another rhino who used to be and is still a Democrat. Do you know Rick Snyder endorsed Joe Biden against Donald Trump for the 2020 presidential election? Did you know that? Yes, he came out and actually endorsed the Democrat Joe Biden against Donald Trump, Governor Rick Snyder. That's a fact. Why did he do it? Because he was catering to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Attorney General Dana Nessel, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, hoping to gain favor from especially Dana Nessel so that she would not press criminal charges against him over the Flint water crisis. But as soon as Biden was declared the winner, Trump was defeated. January 20th, 2021, left office. Shortly thereafter, Dana Nessel filed charges against Rick Snyder. Why? Because he claims to be a Republican and she's a communist Democrat. She uses her attorney general's office as political warfare to be used against her political enemies. Do you know that they, the Attorney General of the state of Michigan, Dana Nessel, and the Michigan State Police have finished their investigation of any wrongdoing by Lee Chatfield, Republican, former Speaker of the House? Do you know they have completely investigated and found no wrongdoing? But yet, this Attorney General will not come out publicly and state that. I'm on this show today to call everybody out. The racist, sexist, Satan worshipers of the donor class of the Republican Party who are going to try to replace Christina Caramo with who? Former Congressman Pete Hoekstra. It's happening on December 2nd at the state committee meeting. The same, very same Pete Hoekstra, who I got my picture taken with way back in the Tea Party days of 2010 with Joe the Plumber. Remember Joe the Plumber? Pete Hoekstra, Joe the Plumber, and Trucker Randy was at a Tea Party event in Petoskey, Michigan, in the little park right there by the Stafford's Perry Hotel. Pete Hoekstra did everything he could to become best buddies with Trucker Randy on the radio. Didn't trust Pete Hoekstra as far as I could pick him up and throw him. Well, guess what? He's going to become the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. Betsy DeVos is behind it. The donor class is behind it. And the grassroots Tea Party constitutionalist Christian black woman, Christina Caramo, will be kicked out as chair of the party. Mark my words, it's happening. This is, without a doubt, an absolute coup d'etat takeover of leadership of the Michigan Republican Party. I got more text messages coming in responding to these discussions this morning. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. These were my personal opinions. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Into the Show, final segment of hour number one. Many are texting me saying, thank you, Randy, thank you. Somebody had to call them out. And, of course, it had to be me because I'm an equal opportunity attacker, a truth teller. I expose the truth of what's really going on. One of the things you have to understand, this is a process. I always talk about the process. Well, people are saying, why am I not surprised? How do we, the precinct delegates, stop this hostile coup d'etat, this coup of Party Pete against Christian black woman Christina Caramo? Do we get a voice in the hostile takeover? You need to reach out to your state committee members. Your state committee members are the ones that are going to be voting on this. If you don't know who your state committee members are, you need to call the Republican Party in Lansing or your local county chair. Your local county chair, vice chair, secretary, treasurer, somebody knows who your state committee members are. They are the ones that are going to be attending on December 2nd, the state committee meeting. I believe their bylaws to their corporation provides for a vote of no confidence against a chairwoman or chairman. And I believe it requires 2/3 vote. I could be wrong. It could be a simple majority. I forget the exact number of state committee members, 139, whatever it is. They vote after hearing a motion made, supported, seconded, discussions, and then a vote. You have to understand something. State committee members are elected by you, the precinct delegates. Every congressional district, every single one, absolutely elected by you. Elected by you, the precinct delegates, are the ones that are going to be voting on this motion. I got a couple of text messages coming in. The party, even at the national level, has had every reason to celebrate her. The fact that she's a woman, the fact that she's black, the fact that she's a Christian. The first black woman chairperson of the Michigan Republican Party in the history of the Michigan Republican Party. But because she's all these things, they, the donor class, totally against her. The party, local and national, is okay losing elections if it means keeping the populist, America First Republican candidates from winning. Then they turn around and try to brainwash us that our candidate was bad. They're doing this to Caramo right now. He goes on to say the two-party system is broken. As you know, Randy, it's the uniparty. Establishment working with the Democrats. Is it time to start a new party? No. No, it's not. It's time to defeat this vote on December 2nd by contacting your state committee members, telling them if they vote a vote of no confidence against her, that you will make sure they are not reelected to be members of the state committee of the Michigan Republican Party going forward. We have the power. Betsy DeVos is already working behind the scenes to get us replaced as precinct delegates in next year's election. We will be on the ballot of 2024. We the people, not me. I'm done with the Republican Party. I will never be a precinct delegate for the Republican Party ever again, especially if they do this to Christina Caramo. They are showing me their true colors. They are racist, they are sexist, and they are Satan worshipers. And I don't want to have anything to do with Betsy DeVos and the donor class. And if they have that much power and control over the Michigan Republican Party, God help us. I think it needs to be done at the county levels. We need strong, patriot, conservative county parties. To heck with Lansing. To heck with the Michigan GOP. Politics is local to us anyway. We care more about school boards and county commissioners and constitutional county sheriffs than we do this statewide crap going on in Lansing. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight